Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good evening to everyone. Welcome to Windows to Your Spirit. This is Kathleen Avino. I'm going to be here solo tonight. Tracy got tied up with some family stuff. So I'm all yours tonight. And one of the topic we are going to talk about is dealing with the fact that the leaves are falling. It's fall. Things are starting to die. And we're facing a lot of change. So the biggest thing is looking at this not as death, but change. Anyone familiar with the tarot knows that the death card isn't always about passing over. It's about one thing dying and something replacing it. So the most important thing in life to remember is, even though we may lose something or decide to give up something or something leaves, we have the beautiful, wonderful opportunity to replace it with something stronger, better, happier, more joyful. We do have a few callers on the line. I will get to you. First, I would like to once again welcome everyone to the show. My name is Kathleen Avino, and you can get me at my website at kathleenavino.com. That's K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. A is in apple, V is in Victor, I-N-O.com. To book a full reading, I request that you please keep your questions, because we have quite a few callers, your questions to one question, not generic, specific. You can use a first name, and I will answer it to my best ability, honestly and openly. But back to the topic real quick. You know, we look at things, the leaves dying, the grass, grass dying, a lot of dead stuff around us, and it's only going to get worse, and then the snows come. And I'm basically talking about up north, but even down south, you know, there is some loss of warmth. That doesn't mean that we have to have sorrow. We can look at it as an opportunity. A lot of people lose track of that positive attitude, which sometimes is difficult. Loss is difficult, but it's also opportunity. Loss of a loved one, that's never easy. And time does heal. But that's a choice also. If one chooses to keep dwelling on what's lost, you can't go forward. I don't care what you try to do, who talks to you, who pleases you, even yourself. You have to make a conscious decision. Appreciate what you've had. You'll cherish it. You'll never lose your memories. But have to try not to fall into a pit of despair or a pit of self-pity, and really work and let people help you. No man is an island. We're here to help each other. Just make sure who's ever helping you, their intentions are in the right place. And most of the people who are in our lives, we've grown wiser to know who's positive and who's not. And that's something that just takes time to develop. But remember, anything that leaves us also leaves us space for us to fill it with something stronger, happier, more joyful. It's a choice we make. Okay, so I'm going to take our first caller. They've been patient. They've been waiting a while. It's area code 484. Please give me your first name and your question. Hello?
Yeah, first name is Sonia. Hello.
Hello, Sonia. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good, honey. A little lonely tonight without Tracy, but I'll do my best. So how can I help you?
Okay. I'm calling because I have a rental property up for sale, and it's currently rented. Well, one tenant's just kind of giving me notice that they, you know, they're unexpectedly leaving.
Sonia, do me a favor, honey. Just speak a little bit louder, okay?
Yeah. Right. No, I said I have a rental property up for sale, and you know, I've got one offer, not the very best. The place is rented right now, and until like today, one tenant gave me notice that he's leaving. But in a way, I'm happy. I mean, they're just, you know, a bit difficult. So, you know, hopefully they'll move out by the end of the month. But nonetheless, I still have the place up for sale. I'm working with a realtor. And nothing happened with those other people that, you know, they just wanted to lowball me, so I'm moving on to other prospective buyers, and I wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up for me.
So you're basically asking me when do I feel this thing is going to sell?
Yes, the property.
I honestly, sweetie, I don't see it till after the first of the year unless you do some cleanup. I feel like there's
the
something
first of the
not
year?
Presented
no,
well
I mean,
with
I could,
the property.
I could, what's that?
I feel like there's something that's not presenting well. Either it's not clean enough or not spruced enough. It's not showing as well as it should. Now, maybe after the person's moved out, that'll help you. But honestly, sweetie, I don't see it selling before the first of the year. Unless
that's
you make
fine.
Some changes.
I can wait. Yeah, if it takes like another, if it takes November, December, and, you know, the beginning of next year, I'm fine with that.
Okay, well, if you're okay with the wait, then it'll be after the first of the year. But, like I said, I'm being told that it needs some cleanup.
Right. I mean, there's only so much I can do. Like the people that are moving upstairs, they're very nice, very clean. You know, and downstairs, I can't tell tenants, you know, how to clean. I will tell them, hey, do you clean? Yeah, I clean. I want to look at the place.
No,
I
understand that, but it's going to be up to you to make sure that that place presents well. So
yeah, I always tell them that, you know.
I hope that was a help, and like I said, you can always call me and book a full reading through my website. So I hope that was a help.
Yeah, you said it's selling more like the beginning of next year then?
Yeah, beginning of next year with, and this is recorded, with a lot of cleanup, okay? It's got to present well for that to happen, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, best of luck, sweetie. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next call has also been patient. Their area code is 360. Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name's Lori.
Hello, Lori. How are you this evening?
Not too bad. I was wondering if you could tune in and see how my son and grandsons are doing. My son just went.
A general question. You know, you can ask me about one of them, and if you've got a concern.
Oh, my son. My son.
What's his first
name? His name's Mark. Mark.
And what is
your
concern?
Oh, well, he had a divorce. His divorce was final in September and everything, and I'm just wondering how he's doing and feeling.
Well, you know, like I said, the topic of tonight's story is about loss and death and change. And, you know, the marriage wasn't the best. It really is a positive for both of them. I think neither one of them was prepared really for what marriage entailed. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he just needs to, you know, give himself some time to mourn. You know, he's disappointed. He's a little heartbroken. But I feel like he's going to be fine. Don't push him. Leave him alone. Don't keep asking him how he is.
Okay.
You know, act like it never happened. If he wants to talk about it, you say to him, look, if you want to talk about it, I'm here. But don't ask him how he's doing. Don't ask him what he's up to. Just give him space to get past this. And he'll be fine.
Okay.
He'll be fine. As long as he doesn't jump into anything too soon. He needs time to regroup.
Okay.
You know, don't worry about him finding somebody else. He's not ready. Not ready.
Okay.
But he'll be fine. You have to worry less. Have faith. I know you're a mom. I'm a mom. I get it. But I've also learned that with faith of everything happening the way it's supposed to, the less we push sometimes, the faster things happen.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I wish you the best, sweetie.
Thank you.
Like I said, if you wanted to have a full reading, you know, if you're on the radio, I give you 10 minutes tacked on for free with a booked reading. So you can book through my website, KathleenAvino.com. And then you can ask me about your whole family if you want to, okay?
Okay.
Just
thank
remind
you.
Me when you book that you're a radio client and that when if you pay for 20, you get 30. If you pay for 30, you get 40. Just got to remind me, okay?
Okay.
My
thank
pleasure.
You.
You be well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 856. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Catherine? Name is Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's funny you're talking about death. My mom, she just lost a pet, and she's really going through it. But my question to you is, do you see my ex and I reuniting, or is she connected with someone else?
Okay, you got two questions thrown to one. First of all, I need your ex's first name only.
Her name is Shakaya.
Shakaya. And you want to know if you two are going to get back together again?
Is it a possibility?
I got to be honest, honey. She's moved on. My guys are saying you dragged your feet about something, and now she doesn't feel like you're ever going to get out of your own way. Is that true? Did you drag your feet about something?
What did you say, ma'am?
Dragged your feet. Did you delay a decision or you couldn't commit fully? I feel like she feels that you drag your feet with things.
No, that's not the case.
She lost faith in you. How did she lose faith in you, sweetie? Because she moved on.
Just had a big argument.
Yeah, but my guys are telling me that argument, the topic of that argument, was not the first time you fought over that. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. It was a reoccurring issue that was not being resolved, that she felt would not get resolved because you were dragging your feet. So maybe it's my expression that threw you, but basically she got tired of either waiting or arguing about the same thing over and over again. And she feels that this is what you're going to do, and that's fine and dandy. That's why she moved on.
Okay.
So you have to think about what the arguments were about for not this relationship, but future ones. Because my guides are telling me this is kind of a reoccurring theme in your relationships. So, you know, sweetie, if you want a relationship, you've got to take a look at what you're doing or not doing that's causing, you know, conflict in your relationship.
Well, the only situation that we had was just money issues. That was about it. When I had it, everything was good. When I didn't have it, then she'll just have a fit about
it. Well, like I said, sweetie, she had no faith in stability. So maybe you should take a good look at your career path. And your abilities, your earnings ability, not just for a partner, but for yourself. The more sound you are as an individual, the more chance you have of success in a relationship.
Okay.
And not so much that a person is going to marry you for your money or be with you for your money, but if a partner feels that there's financial instability, you understand what I'm telling you?
He understands. I mean, even though that you know, I was the one that was more the provider and the giver. You know, I just felt like she just took me for granted. And when I didn't have it, then it was basically, you know, it was like, well, forget about you. Then she'll call back, and then she'll talk to me, and then we'll go right back to square one all over again. So it was like more like a repeating circle.
Well, but the point is that the underlying circle was the fact that you either had money or didn't have money. So, you know, divorces are normally the two things, sex and money. So if the partner is not financially stable, where there's consistently money coming in with a solid career, there's always going to be strife in a relationship. So I'm just telling you what they're telling me. I'm not criticizing, okay?
Not a problem. But you definitely don't see us getting back together.
Nope. I feel like she wants to be with someone who is financially consistent. She doesn't want to have to worry about, you know, money month to month, week to week, year to year.
Okay.
All right, so, and in a relationship too, I mean, if you feel that a person is taking you for granted, that's not a healthy situation.
Yeah, you're right.
So why would you want a person back who mistreats you? So the idea is you got to look at all the stuff that's going on, sweetie.
Yeah, just so much time invested into our relationship.
No. It doesn't work that way. What you invested was arguments. You invested trying to please, appease, and still argue over the same damn thing. Just because you invest in something that doesn't work for 20 years doesn't mean you invest in another 20 just because you had 20. So in essence, I feel based on the energy of you two, she did you a favor. But don't hang on to something. And we talked about the topic today is about letting go of things, let them die, and make space for something better. But I'm telling you straight out, unless you get your career ducks in a row, no matter what woman you get with is going to have an issue if they don't know if the rent's going to get paid. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, you're saying that she's trying to get into something right now because the person is financially stable. Is she happy? What's going on with the situation?
No, I feel like there's a male around her now. Is she with somebody now, or if he's not around her, he's going to be around her soon?
Okay.
So, like I said, sweetie, the things you fought over were never going to go away until you got yourself stable. But that isn't even the whole point. Partners should work together, but also work on themselves. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense. It was just kind of, troublesome because, I looked at it as a partner,
Yeah, but honey, a partner too, both parties have to be responsible.
Yeah, and I was the only one basically that was the responsible one, so it was more
Then that's no good either. Why would you want to be with something you have to take care of? And obviously there was a problem and lack of consistency, or else she wouldn't have been fighting about money if the money was there. If she felt financially secure, she wouldn't fight over money. True?
Yeah, I understand that. That's true. I mean, when we met, it wasn't at the right time because she was just getting over her ex that she was with for 4 years, and she ended up being incarcerated because of him. And he was financially stable, but he was also cheating on her and everything. So while I was with her...
Like I said, think about what you're holding on to. It's a mess, and unless you want to be a mess, don't get involved with a mess. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, if you want a full reading, we can take a look at patterns, we can look at all the things that we can help you move forward with and really take a look at why you would want to hold on to something that's not healthy. So my telephone number is 516-225-8054. Just remember, I'm on Eastern time. Please don't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. book a reading through the website. I'd be more than happy, sweetie, to go through what's blocking you from being with somebody that is a true partner, okay? And especially your career. And that's sure for you, for nobody else. True?
True. I actually got my career going on right now, which is pretty good. It's just I just missed the person that was. She didn't
like I said, I'm not really seeing a problem. I just see a little issue of consistency.
I understand.
All right.
I just wish
so
you
like
could
I said, Mark,
that.
I'm here when you need me. Just give me a call. We can go through all of it and be much more in depth and private. Okay?
All right.
Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I do want to remind everybody that you can get full readings. On the radio show, I'm also a little protective of your privacy. I'm not going to say things that I see that I don't feel is for an open public forum. So do realize that this is part of the deal. When I do the readings on the radio, I try to be respectful of your privacy. When we do a private reading, that's a whole nother ball game. We look at everything, just me, you, and the airwaves, okay? But getting back to the topic, I've had two people dealing with loss and relationships loss, family loss, financial loss. When we have those losses, it's called life. It's not easy, it's not fun, and it does kind of take the wind out of our sails. But we're humans, we have perseverance, we have ability to make choices, and we also have strength within ourselves to really take a good hard look if we want to be healthy. If we want to be miserable, nobody can help you. Not me, not a reader, not a friend, not a loved one. This is a choice you have to make once something you used to be comfortable with and even maybe complained about that now you've lost. And with that loss also gains wisdom of appreciation. What you used to bitch and moan about may not seem so bad now. But on the flip side, don't paint rosy pictures of situations that are just not really as wonderful as you're painting them, mainly because you're lonely. So I hope you take my words to heart, because we don't need to be unhappy or suffer more than necessary. I know life is there to teach us, to help us grow, to bring new ideas and new things and people into our lives. We have to be open to that. But we also need a healing time. Give yourself time to heal. Give yourself time to get your ducks in a row. Give yourself time before you jump into another relationship, jump into a new job, jump into a move before you are ready. Because more often than not, when we do something with the inappropriate thought, no thought being put into it, more impulsive decisions, we pay the price and get bit in the butt. So we don't have any more callers tonight, and I would like to repeat how to get a hold of me. My telephone number is 516-225-8054. My name is Kathleen Avino. I've been a psychic and a medium, as you know, for almost 20 years. I'm honest and to the point and accurate. You can give me a call at 516-225-8054 if you have any questions about the website. The only place I do free readings is on the radio show. Also, if you do remind me that you heard me on the radio, I do give you 10 minutes with the choice of paid time. So if you pay for 20, you get 30. If you pay for 30, you get 40, 45, 55, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So, website again, KathleenAvino.com. Real simple. I want to wish everybody a lovely, lovely November. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. I hope you're surrounded with people who you love and love you. And if not, know that you're never alone. Never, ever alone. So I want to say God bless to everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on Windows to Your Spirit. Take care.